Perhaps you will consider this.
A dark night, waiting for the morning, to go out across the lake to free my little brother, to kill the witch.
Stow everything below decks. Four mast hands! Secure that rigging!
For what are they preparing? There is no storm coming here.
I surely hope you're right, mate.
Daniel, how fare you today?
I have been thinking about what we said last night, Thomas. What we saw.
Indeed. Myself as well.
The memories of the whales. The person who saw these things was swimming deep in the ocean, deeper than even you can dive. And I think this person was helping these whales.
Helping?
Yes, I think so. I do not recall these things clearly, but I feel it. I feel this person was helping. And more than that, Thomas, the wind did not like the wind. It came up from the deep sea and stopped the wind here, where we are becalmed.
Stop the wind? Who could do that?
I do not know, but I saw it, the intention. I felt that they wanted the wind to stop, and so it did.
But no man can stop the wind.
This is no man. I believe it is the creature that you saw floating just above me last night.
The demon? Surely such a thing could not help anyone. And how would this creature stop the wind from blowing? What kind of creature commands the forces of nature?
I do not know this either. But I tell you now that this creature stop the wind. It is as plain to me as if I had done it myself. I believe it is speaking to me in visions, and that maybe I can speak back.
All right, all hands assemble. Your captain wishes me to inform you of his thoughts on this storm. Come now! I'll have your attention now! The captain believes that, should we stay and wait for the storm, we shall surely come to grief. It is his contention that we should make use of the whaleboats and sail out into the storm before it swallows us up where we sit. Captain Peterson says he knows this will be an unpopular opinion. It is not his intention to please all the men on board the Barrington. He wishes only to make the most well-considered decision for the good of the crew. And therefore, the captain decrees that no man shall be forced to abandon ship. He will take three whaleboats with a small crew of mates and provisions and set out in the morning. Any man who wishes to follow shall find room in additional whaleboats, as many as are needed.
Aye, and the captain also contends that the ship is currently surrounded by solid ice.
He's out of his bloody mind.
Quiet! Damn it, that's your captain that you ridicule. I'll not have you be scumbering such a man. Or you'll dance at the bleeding gratings. Not a one of you has endured such hard passages as this man. He's made of stronger stuff than ever you've known. Striplings, the lot of you. You are under no obligation to follow him. Let each man be the final arbiter of his own fate. We will ration what little water and food remain by the man, and may God protect you.
Jessica, come to the table now.
I want to come to dinner. It smells so...
Oh, look at you. You dress so nicely for dinner. What are you waiting for? Oh, I forgot. Let me help you with that. Now you be a good girl and don't go running off. Oh, you like to look at those old pictures, don't you? Why, it was a long time ago. Do you remember, Jessica? You must have been about 16 in this picture. See? There's the date.
1923. Is this your mother?
No! That's you, Willow. You don't recognize yourself? The photographer brought you down to pose by the lake. Since you always spend so much time there. I remember the way the late afternoon sun lit up your hair. Remember that, old man? He don't remember nothing anymore. Okay, now sit down and I'll bring out the food. The old man will keep you entertained for a minute. The day after that picture was taken. Figured you was old enough. And being so young and beautiful, we reckoned you would want to stay that way. When we brought you out to the Cathrona, do you remember that day, Willow? You didn't want to be anchored. You thought you could live forever on your own. You didn't need them.
Oh, God!
But that's what they offered us! That's why he brought them back with him! And all we had to do was let them anchor! It doesn't hurt! I told you that, Willow! Why couldn't you listen? Why?!
Stop! Please! Stop!
Well, we tried, but we lost you. You went out on the lake one day.
Willow! Willow!
Yeah, this part he remembers. But you came back to us. Jessica fits you now. You've grown up. And you're so busy with your work at the law office. We're so proud, aren't we, old man? You haven't touched your food, Jessica.
I told you, Frederick, you can't come. Now go on back. No. Come on now, it's not safe. That witch is dangerous. I gotta keep you safe now. I'm the big brother. Whoa! Shit, Frederick, you're getting bigger, aren't you? You scared me. Alright, come on. Maybe that witch will be scared too.
Thanks for listening to Season 2, Episode 11 of Under Dead Water. Our cast this week was Ty Anderson, Emmanuel Elpenord, David Steele, Brandon Duke, Nancy Graham, Amanda Goodman, Graham Rowett, Mark Devaney, and Clayton Romero. Music is by Glomag. Sound design is by Clayton Romero and Chris Burke. Please consider supporting our show on Patreon or Supercast. Go to patreon.com/mandiblejudy or mandiblejudy.supercast.com and help us keep the story going. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and the show is available to stream on all major streaming platforms. See you in 2 weeks.